Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This morning, authorities are searching for answers after a shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party left four people dead.
There are no words to describe the emotions that we're all feeling.
Officials say gunfire rang out around 10:30 p.m. Saturday night at this dance hall in Dadeville, injuring 28 people.
If you or you know somebody that has any information about what occurred last night, I cannot stress this enough. Ever how minor you think it is, we absolutely need you to share it.
One of those killed, the birthday girl's brother, 18-year-old Phil Dowdle, a star athlete set to take off to Jacksonville State on a football scholarship.
He had one goal, get to the NFL and take care of his mom.
His high school coach says the teen's mother was also injured.
His mom was inside the building. Yeah. She was also shot?
Yes, she was shot also. She was chaperoning here, so she was hit a couple times in the legs, too.
What did she say about how she's doing?
It's tough right now for her, real tough.
One hospital confirming it admitted 15 patients with gunshot wounds, most of them teenagers, five in critical condition. Survivor Bray Hutchinson speaking to ABC News from her hospital bed.
When I first felt that I got shot, I grabbed onto somebody, I don't know who, and I was yelling for help, and nobody would help me, so I had to, like, gain my strength and, like, walk outside, like, after being shot.
So far, this year has seen more mass shootings than days. President Biden issuing a statement following this latest shooting, saying in part, "This is outrageous and unacceptable. Our communities need and deserve better."
Yeah, well, you know, this is the country that you have made. This is what it is. Children get shot every single day. Now they just pile up. They just pile up one on top of the other now. And that is the price for freedom. That is the price for freedom. Oh my God! I mean, what kind of a weird, ugly, sick, twisted culture have we created? And I know a lot of people are going, "I didn't do it. Why are you saying we?" Because we're part of it. Okay, we live in this country. We vote in this country, or we try to vote in this country, and our children are turning up dead. Our children are turning up in ERs. Our children, I mean, and Wayne LaPierre literally stands on a stage and threatens every Republican with political retribution should they do anything about it, right?
I don't care how many billionaires, TikTok stars, or Hollywood airheads they've got. Hear this. Gun-hating politicians should never go to bed unafraid of what this association and all of our millions of members can do to their political careers.
He's just extorting people now at his own convention, out in the open, on public, broadcasts. Just saying, I don't care. I don't care what everybody wants. I don't care how many Americans. I don't care how many this, that. I really don't care. Billionaires, people who are organized, mothers who have lost. I don't really care because I'm Satan. I'm Satan. And I will destroy their political careers. And apparently this is a threat that works with the GOP. This is the threat. This is what they're afraid of. They're not afraid of losing their kids. They're not afraid of losing their lives. They're not afraid of being shot at softball games, apparently, because Steve Scalise was shot at a softball game. And he couldn't give a rat's ass about anything more than he cares about his political career. And we know that because he was shot. And he's against any reasonable gun safety measures, period, end of story. And that wasn't the only shooting that we had over the weekend. Oh, no. Oh, hell no. You know, here's Louisville that's just now recovering from a school shooting where three legislators tried to talk about a shooting couple days before in a neighboring state in Tennessee. They were told, sit down, shut up, and you know what? We're going to undo the results of a free and fair election right in front of everybody's face, and we're going to expel you, and good luck with that. And they were able to go to their city councils and get reappointed as interim House members in the Tennessee legislature. I mean, it's so bizarre. And they just do this right in front of your face. And then in Kentucky, you know, we had a mass shooting. And here we are again listening to Mayor Craig Greenberg tell you that there was yet another one.
This has been an unspeakable week of tragedy for our city. On Monday, we lost five of our fellow citizens to a horrific act of workplace gun violence. And now, 5 days later, we're at another scene of a reckless act of gun violence.
Oh my God.
Where, as Deputy Chief Humphrey just noted, two are deceased and four more are at University Hospital. This is not our city. This is not who we are. This is not who we want to be. We have doctors and nurses at University of Louisville Hospital right now, again, that are working to save the lives of gun violence victims. This is enough.
Yeah.
LMPD Victim Services is again working with victims' families because loved ones have been taken too soon by gun violence.
Well, it's not enough. It's never going to be enough. In fact, you have the right wing saying, hey, look, this is the price we pay for living in a free society. I swear to God.
Second Amendment protects all the other amendments. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
And there is a cost to any form of liberty. That's a fact. If you have cars, you get 50,000 auto fatalities every single year. If you have planes, you're going to have some planes crash. You have the Open Skies Act, you're going to have a bad pilot. You have pools, unfortunately, you have kids wander into the pool and they die of suffocation. Happens far too often in Arizona. You have peanuts, people could be eating alone in their home and they could choke to death.
Oh my God.
You get the point. Liberty has some costs, but yes, liberty is worth it. And I say that because we live under this delusion that somehow we can get gun deaths down to zero. So if you come from the premise that we're going to have an armed citizenry, you're going to have a cost.
I don't come from the premise that we're going to have an armed citizenry, okay? And by the way, cars are registered, cars are licensed, cars that explode, you can sue the car manufacturer. None of those things apply to guns. None of them. They're not insured, they're not registered, and you can't sue the manufacturer of the gun. That's number one. Number two, putting a peanut in my mouth and I choke, okay, I choke, is not the same as going to somebody's house and having them shoot me in the head, which also happened this weekend.
What do we want? Justice!
The Kansas City community protesting on Sunday after 16-year-old Ralph Yarl was shot as he was trying to pick up his siblings last week. Police say Yarl accidentally went to the wrong address where he was shot and seriously wounded by the homeowner. Officers arrived at the scene after a neighbor called 911 and took the homeowner immediately into custody.
Our heart goes out to the juvenile victim, and more than anything, to make sure that this child and this child's family knows that there are people working hard, a number of people working hard, to make sure there is justice for this person.
The homeowner, who has not been identified, was released after 24 hours pending further investigation.
Oh, how nice. Now it turns out the homeowner was not released after 24 hours. The homeowner was released after 2 hours. He shoots a 16-year-old kid in the, well, he shot him in the head, and then when the kid was bleeding on the sidewalk, he shot him again in the arm, in the arm. The only mistake the kid made, he was supposed to go to 115th Terrace, and he went to 115th Street, and he was going to pick up his twin brother and ended up a gunshot victim. A gunshot victim.